Hi, my name is Miriam, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
Somewhere down this road, I know someone's waiting. Years of dreams just can't be wrong. Arms will open wide, I'll be safe and wanted finally home where I belong. Yes, starting here my life begins. Starting now I'm learning fast. Courage, see me through. Heart, I'm trusting you on this journey to the
once a time I must have had them too. Home, love, family. I will never be complete until I find you.
Okay, thank you, Miriam, who is the daughter of Read to Me.
Mm-hmm.
In case you can't recall.
Who's 11 years old, by the way.
She is 11 years old, yes, she's 11 years old. I think she's got quite a talent for 11 years old. What do you think,
Dylan? I mean, she's got quite a talent for anybody. Like, she sounds more polished than a lot of adults I've heard. My only thing was, it was all very one level, and it was kind of shouty, and it was almost like, look at me, look at me, look at me. And with, I want to hear more levels from you. It might be hard being 11, where you haven't been through a lot of things, so maybe it's harder to attach emotions to things, but I want to hear it go from softer to louder, so it's more powerful when you do belt. That was my only critique, but I think you're better than your dad.
Actually, okay. I agree with some of the things that Dylan was saying, actually. I do think you need to sort of expand your softer range. What do you think, Autumn?
I would agree with that note. It was really shouty. I didn't really think that you performed the song very well. I think that you pretty much went the opposite way of the emotion of the song, like, that's supposed to be coming through. And I thought that it was really like legato when it should have been staccato. It's like, heart, don't fail me now. But you were like, heart, you just kind of mushed your words together. It was really mushy sounding. But I do think that you have talent for an 11-year-old. I do think that if you keep singing like that, you're not going to have a voice when you're 20, though.
So on that basis, would you say yes or no, Autumn?
Yes.
And Dylan?
Yes.
And I would say yes as well. So welcome to the Three Yes
Woo-hoo!
Club.
Exclusive.
This is Pharaoh from Honolulu, Hawaii.
The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, no, but I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going, and I gotta be strong. Just keep pushing on. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. Gotta keep on moving, keep climbing, keep the faith, baby. Go, yeah, go ahead and climb.
Okay, that was Pharaoh. Thank you very much, Pharaoh. Dylan, what do you think?
You know what? I've always said I was iffy on your vibrato, but it's more like when you do runs. Like when I was little, I used to slide down the stairs on a box, and when I would slide down, I'd go, because I like to hear my voice do that. And that's kind of what it sounds like when you do runs. It's very choppy. So that was the only, that was my only nitpicky thing. I love your voice. I love your singing, and I love you. So
I used to do that in a sleeping bag. Awesome. What do you think?
I really liked this. I also didn't like the runs, though. I thought that they sounded really glottal, like really like throaty, and just like you were hacking a loogie or something instead of. But otherwise, I liked it. I thought it was nice sounding.
Yeah, I thought. Oh, sorry.
I thought the reverb. No, I just thought it was funny that you added reverb to it.
He was singing in a cave.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to sing in a cave with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I guess
the
that
climb.
Makes sense. Or the bottom of a mountain. Whichever works for you. Okay, yeah, I thought it was really good. I love the technique, and I love your voice. I always have. So, for me, it's going to be a yes. Dylan.
Your voice on this was higher than Miley Cyrus's, so I say yes.
Autumn.
I say yes as well.
Welcome to 3 Yes Club. You are in there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hi, this is Allison, or my username is TheaterBound31, and I am currently located in Ohio in the United States. What have I done? I wish I could run away from this ship going under. Just trying to help hurt everyone else. Now I feel the weight of the world is on my shoulders. What can you do when your good isn't good enough and all that you touch tumbles down? 'Cause my best intentions keep making a mess of things. I just wanna fix it somehow. But how many times will it take? Oh, how many times will it take for me to get it right? To get it right.
Okay, thank you, TheaterBound31. Dylan, your opinions, please.
I love a good glee. I want you to be more confident. I know you're being timid because the song is like about heartbreak and stuff, but I really want you to sing out. I like this overall.
And Autumn.
I thought it was kind of nasally. I thought that there were some flat notes sprinkled throughout. I think it was mostly like when you were doing leaps and you just didn't quite hit the note that you were trying to get up to, or just like went too far or not far enough when you were going down to a note, and so that caused, you know, some pitchiness. And I also thought that it was kind of weak sounding. I felt like there was like a real potential for like really, you know, a really nice voice. I really like your tone overall, but I thought, you know, you could do without the nasal.
The nasally nasalness. Yes. Yeah, I hate a bit of nasally nasalness.
I know, right?
I think you have a really pretty voice. I like the sound of your voice, and I thought this was a good audition. So, Dylan, yes or no?
Yes.
Autumn, yes or no?
No.
I'm going to say yes, which means you are through to the next round. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo. 2 Yes Club.
Not a club.
Grew up in a town that is famous as the place of movie scenes. Noise was always loud, there are sirens all around, and the streets are mean. If I can make it here, I can make it anywhere, that's what they say. Seeing my face in lights, saw my name on marquees, found down on Broadway. Even if it ain't all it seems, I got a pocket full of dreams. Baby, I'm from New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do now you're in New York. These streets will make you feel brand new. Big lights will inspire you.
Thank you very much, Nani, 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 Nani.
The Chronicles of Narnia.
The Narnia. Yeah, yeah, something like that. But not Narnia. No, the Chronicles of New York.
Mine was much more clever.
Yeah. Did we get through the magic wardrobe and arrive in the concrete jungle of New York, Autumn?
The worst setup ever.
Yeah, oh, shut up. It's like almost 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, we recorded till 5 the other night, so. Anyway, I liked this overall. If I had something to say about it, it would be that it sounded, like, and during the chorus, it sounded kind of whiny. Like, I don't really like the hiccupy kind of poppy little sound that, you know.
Do that again.
No, don't.
And then.
You shouldn't pander to him.
And then. I wasn't. I just wanted to.
Okay.
And oh god, I had something else to say about it too. Oh yeah, I thought that it was kind of strained at the high part, but I don't know. It was, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it felt like pushy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like maybe I'm just jealous because I can't belt like that. But whoa, what it just happened?
Someone got caught in a storm.
Got electrocuted in my ear.
Okay. Well, that's...
it was crazy. It sounded crazy.
Well, you can.
It sounded like that. A windstorm. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I thought about it.
Dylan.
If my only one critique would be, you said haint, like you, I don't like consonants where vowels should be.
Really, that's your one critique. That's
I like this overall. It was one of my better. It was one of the better auditions, I thought.
But I mean, if you're gonna say something, why point that out?
Because I don't like that. It irritates me.
Hey.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Although I do think it sounded a bit strained at times. I think you should watch when you're pushing your voice that it doesn't sound like Orban said. Make sure it doesn't sound too whiny when you push it out. But for the most part, I thought it was a good audition. So,
yeah.
Dylan, yes or no?
Yes.
Autumn, yes or no?
Yep.
And I say yes as well, so welcome to the Three Yes Club.
Three Yes Club.
Hello, this is Silver Solbert coming from Washington, D.C. I feel these four walls closing in. My face begins to glass, I'm looking out. Is this my life? I'm wondering. Happened so fast. How do I turn this thing around? Is this the bed I chose to make? It's greener pastures I'm thinking about. Wide open spaces far away. All I want is the wind in my hair to face the fear but not feel scared. Wild horses, I wanna be like you. Throwing caution to the wind, I'll run free too. Wish I could recklessly love like I'm longing to. I wanna run with the wild horses, run with the wild horses, oh. I wanna run with the wild horses. Oh.
Thank you, Silver Soulbird. To the untrained ear, nobody would know that we're actually recording on a different day to the last set of recordings. Because it's a new day.
They're going to know now.
Well, they're going to know now because my mic sounds better.
And we all have morning voice.
I don't have morning voice. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Before we critique, I better see what my sister wants. Hello, Megan. What would you like?
I was just asking if you wanted to come and join us for our picnic.
I cannot come on your picnic.
So British.
Sorry. Where are you going? Out in the garden?
Just want to know if you're going to come on a picnic.
Would you like to come as far picnic? We're having tea and crumpets.
Yeah, I can't because I've got to do this.
I want to be British.
I'm afraid. And I've already got my crumpets. So.
Well, we thought we'd ask.
That's very, very considerate
of you. Thank you.
I'm afraid I've already got some crumpets. I've already.
You're so horrible.
It's coming out of everywhere.
You're so mean. Oh, right, okay. I'm just going to go ahead and say that I think Silver Soulbird is amazing and I've heard her sing many, many times before. And I think she's wonderful. She has one of the most beautiful voices that I've ever heard.
Wow.
And this audition was reflective of that. Dylan, what did you think?
Love your voice. It's so pure. I think you have great emotion. You have good, subtle emotion. You can be heartbreaking when you want to be. I love this.
And Autumn?
I liked this too. I didn't like it as much as you guys liked it. I thought that there were some imperfections with it. But, you know, what can I say? I really like your voice. I do. It has a really nice tone, so.
Well, if she ends up in your team, you can help her work out those imperfections.
She's not going to want to be on our team now.
Yeah.
Yes, she is. Everyone wants to be on my team.
Well, so, Dylan, yes or no?
Yes.
Autumn, yes or no?
Yes.
It's a very, very easy yes from me. So welcome to the Three Yes Club.
Yay.
Three Yes Club.
My name is Farah, and I live in the grand old U.S. of A. To be more precise, I live in the absolute middle of nowhere in Georgia. Woo! Sweet reunion, Jamaica and Spain. We're like how we were again. I'm in the tub, you're on the seat. Lick your lips as I soak my feet. Then you notice let's soak up it burn. My stomach drops and my guts churn. You shrug and it's the worst. Who truly stuck the knife in first? I cheated myself like I knew I would. I told ya I was trouble. Yeah, you know that I'm no good. I cheated myself like I knew I would. I told ya I was trouble. Yeah, you know that I'm no good.
Okay, that was Farah singing Amy Winehouse, You Know I'm No Good. Starting to sound like a DJ again. Autumn, what did you think?
I liked this. There were a couple things. You kind of, I think, lost the melody or went a little sharp for a while there in the middle, but you did recover, and I thought that it had a lot of soul, and I thought, there's one thing that I don't like about your voice, and that's the little hiccup that you put after the, like, it's like, and it, you know, you put it, like, after every time you do, like, a run or something special, and, you know, it's kind of weird sounding, but a lot of people do it, so. I liked it, though, so.
And Dylan.
Farah, you know I'm a huge fan of yours. To me, you can sing so many different genres, and you sound great doing every single one that I've heard you do. I'm a fan of your voice. You have one of my favorite voices, not just, like, on VH, but, like, over, like, ever. I really like your voice.
Well.
Yes.
Not in a creepy way.
Well.
Mind you.
Well, we wouldn't put it past him. Sorry, I'm finishing my final crumpet.
This girl is young. Leave me alone.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
How old is she? Sorry.
17.
I don't know. Is she?
Did you not? Yeah. She just sounds 17. On her email.
I thought this was really, really good. I think that you have a lot of soul in your voice. And you have a lot of very good technique. So I'd like to hear you sing with music. I think that would be great. So I'm going to say yes. Dylan, yes or no?
I'm going to say yes in the hopes I get you on my team. Otherwise, I would say no because I don't want anyone to have you.
Autumn, yes or no?
I'm going to say yes because I know you're going to be on my team. So
so that's three yeses. Welcome to the three yes club.
I will punch you in the vagina, Autumn.
Oh, sorry, oh my God!
I forgot this was a family show. I'm sorry.
Awesome.
Okay, well, I think we should move on from this.
I'm so happy right now.
Hi, this is OMG Awkward Turtle, and my real name is Annalisa. It's like Anna and Lisa put together. Yeah. And I'm not going to tell you my last name for obvious reasons, but you should know it if you're my friend on Facebook. I'm not saying Dabby, but I'm from Houston, Texas, and I'm moving to Georgia for college. I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so fucking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. She's running out the door. She's running out. She runs, runs, runs.
Okay, thank you very much, OMG, Awkward Turtle. I used to wonder what that meant, and then the kids at my school showed me the little sign. That's what it is, isn't it? You know, yeah. The little sign where you got one hand over the other, and then you sort of wiggle your thumbs.
I don't know.
That's what an awkward. You don't know what awkward. Do you not know what awkward turtle is?
I think Turtle told me that once. I don't know.
Yeah, you put one hand out flat with your palm facing down. Yeah, and then you put your other hand on top of it again, palm facing down, and then you sort of bend both your fingers round, so you're like holding hands with yourself. Yeah.
Do you know what seagulling is?
And then you twist both your thumbs, because your thumbs will end up sticking out at the side, and you twist them round, and it looks like an awkward turtle.
Seagulling.
What?
I can't do it.
Yeah, you can.
I can't. I'm trying to right now.
If you put both your hands together one way and separate your middle and ring finger, and the other person puts their hands between those two fingers.
Oh, all right. I know that. That's horrible.
Are we critiquing this?
Yeah, we're critiquing.
What happened to short critiques?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
get this ball rolling.
Yeah. Turtle was not disgusting, not like the thing that Dylan was talking about. I thought this was really nice. I thought at times it sounded a little bit kind of moany, a little bit like you were in pain, but That's kind of the nature of the song, to be fair. And I love Radiohead, I give points to
you. Yeah, Radiohead's awesome.
Oh God, they're amazing, and they're British. So I think that you actually did the song justice, because that is the kind of song that it is. It is a kind of moany song about a stalker. So I think that you pulled it off quite well, because it is a man's song, and you're not a man. So I think you did it really well. What did you think, Autumn?
I liked it. I thought there's one thing that you do sometimes, scooping into the notes a little bit too much, and so it you kind of go under the note and come up to it. And, you know, it's used a lot in jazz, but I don't think you're doing it on purpose. So, you just need to work on that a little bit. But I like your voice. I like that song, so.
We're biased because we're radio headphones.
Good combo.
And Dylan Collins.
You guys may have Radiohead, but we have Rebecca Black.
I don't even know intro. Who that is.
Shut up.
I liked your intro. You were like, if you know me on Facebook, you already know my last name, but don't add me on Facebook if you're not already on Facebook. I like this. You get better, like, every, like, couple of months, you improve drastically, and you've gotten so good. I really like this. I felt like this song meant a lot to you, and therefore it meant a lot to me. I enjoyed this.
So yes or no, Dylan?
Yes.
Autumn.
Yes.
I say yes as well. Welcome to 3S Club.
Yay. 3S
Club.
Sky, California. I hear the clock, it's 6 a.m. I feel so far from where I've been. I got my eggs, I've got my pancakes too. I got my maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks and make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place. Wipe the spots off the mirror, leave the keys in the door. I never put wet towels on the floor anymore, cause dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. I know that you love me, and soon you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you. Thank you.
And that was Skywish, with a very powerful set of lungs there. I do think it was a very powerful performance. I had to kind of sit back from my computer, but that didn't make it any better, like, because my headphones are on my head, so it didn't actually make any difference to the volume. But it was an instinct thing. I moved away because it was so powerful.
Yeah, are you guys sure you want to be on Clary's team?
Just saying.
She doesn't have the best judgment in the world. She doesn't make the best decisions.
That is just really, okay, whatever. I thought it was good anyway. I liked it. I think you do have a powerful set of lungs. And I think you're a good singer. So that's all I'm going to say. Oh, I need to pass it on to someone, don't I? I was just like, I'll just finish eating my crisps. Dylan.
I love the verse. I wasn't so big on the chorus. I think you have a really good voice, but I think with you it's song choice, and I haven't heard you sing much, so I'm just judging by this. Maybe you don't always know what's best for your voice. And I think you have a really pretty voice. I don't think this was a great song for you.
Autumn?
I was actually the opposite. I liked the chorus way better than the verse because I thought the verse was super nasally. But I do think that you needed more control of your voice, in general, and just like get out of your nose, get out of the nasal region, and I think then you'll be golden. I think you have a lot of potential.
So are you going to give her the chance to become golden?
Yes.
Dylan?
Yes.
I say yes as well. 3 yeses for you. Well done.